Well, hi, gang. It's your pal Steve Charney speaking to you through this microphone, going through the air, squeezing inside your radio receiver, coming out your speakers. We're dealing with time today. Yes, time. Harry's coming in. We're going to be hearing Tom Chapin doing Nick of Time, something from Charlie Brown, the Broadway play, Supper Time. We're going to start off with something from a Dr. Demento album, presents the greatest novelty records of all times, the 70s. This is from the Rocky Horror Picture Show, Time Warp. And you have my permission to get up and dance during this one. In fact, it's going to be hard not to.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a stretch of the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
You must be startled sensation.
Like you're under.
Great movie. Rocky Horror Picture Show. If you've never seen it, I suggest you do. It's fun seeing the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Everyone's going along with the dialogue, and they're throwing water up at the right time, and it's fun. Yes, well, we're dealing with time today. Time is important. I would think so. It's worth at least a half hour of time. Oh, here's Harry. So, hi, what's up?
Don't call me Harry!
Why not?
Harry is my secret identity, Steve. Come on, Steve. Don't you see anything unusual about me?
Not really, except for that cape and the big T you're wearing on your chest. And the galoshes.
They're not galoshes. They're boots. I'm Time Boy.
So can you tell me the time?
Listen, fella. I've got superpowers. You better watch yourself.
What? You think because you stick a blanket over your shoulders and sew a T onto your sweater, put on a pair of flippers that you're a superhero?
They're not flippers. They're boots. Oh, you poor, pitiful mortal. Don't you understand that I now have mastery over the entire time spectrum?
All right, I'll play along since this is our time show.
Gee, Harry, how did you get these superpowers?
Don't call me Harry. I'm Time Boy.
Sorry.
Okay, a few days ago, I was boiling a 3-minute egg, and while I'm timing it on my wristwatch, I start salting the water.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm salting, and the water starts boiling more furiously. Salting, boiling, salting, boiling. I'm getting worried. The water is starting to boil over the top. Suddenly I remember a secret chemical an alchemist had once given me to use when water boils too turbulently. I shake some of the chemical into the pot. I put a lid on it, trying to contain the steam, but that just makes it worse. Suddenly, boom! I'm on the floor, unconscious. I've got water on the brain, egg on my face, salt in my wounds, and time on my hands. When I wake up, I'm suddenly seeing things quite differently. It was that secret chemical, Steve. I'm sure of it.
What's different?
When I look at an object, I see its past, present, and future all at the same time.
Go on.
I'm serious. See, people can move freely in 3 dimensions, length, width, and breadth. But they only move in a straight line in the 4th dimension, time. I can now move freely in that dimension also. That's why I'm Time Boy.
Opposed to Time Man.
I'm not old enough.
Or Time Dummy.
See, when I look at you, I don't see you the way others do. As an aging, over-the-hill, untalented, and inept host of a little pathetic radio program for children, I see the entire gestalt. When I look at you, I see your birth. I see you as a baby staining your diaper. I see you picking your nose in 3rd grade and being sent to the principal's office for something I'd rather not describe. I see a pimply-faced teenager, young and shy, dumb and awkward.
Well, at least I wasn't over the hill back then.
No, you were under the hill. And I see your future. Your lonely, miserable, and wretched death. It's a shame, really. It could so easily be avoided.
How?
You see, I can impact your life at any point. Because I see it in front of me. I can change any part of it at will. That's why I'm Time Boy!
Guess what?
What?
I don't believe you.
I thought you wouldn't. Okay, I'm gonna have to prove it to you. Okay, hold on for a second. While I gear up for a time change. That should do it.
Nothing happened.
So you say. Feel your cheek.
I keep telling you, you're a fraud and... Hey, what are you doing with that paper bag?
Hey, what's this?
A beard? What am I doing with a beard?
You see, I looked into your past, Steve, about 3 weeks ago, and I took your razor. You were looking for it like crazy. You couldn't shave. So you bought another one the next day. I took that one, too. This one went on for some time, Steve. Each day you'd buy a razor. Each day I impacted into your past and took it. You had no choice but to grow a beard. And voila, there it is.
You took all the razors I bought for 3 weeks?
Yeah, they're right here in this bag. There's yours since you bought them. There you go. See, looking at your whole life at once, I see how angry you've been for 3 weeks. You thought you were going mad. It's all right in front of me.
Wait a second. Why did this only take a few seconds? It should have taken you hours to work this out.
Steve, time is completely relative. When I went into your past and impacted it, I could do it immediately and then come back right to this moment.
Yeah, okay, I remember you doing all these things. I remember being mad about not being able to find my razor.
Sure, I've changed your past. Now, if I were you, I'd get up out of that chair right now.
Why?
Steve, just do it.
I'm not going to do something just because you tell me to do it.
You got 5 seconds to get out of that chair, Steve.
No way. I'm staying right here. Ow! Oh, hey!
Oh, woo! Ow, ow, ow! I told you to get out of that chair, Steve. Now it's collapsed.
Oh, how did you know that chair was going to collapse?
I saw your future. See, the chair has a faulty leg. Take a look at it, Steve, right there. See, it's been ready to go for weeks now. I knew it would happen at that moment.
Why didn't you tell me?
I did!
Well, then why didn't you go into the future and fix it?
I tried, but since you wouldn't get up, I couldn't fix the chair. You're too heavy.
Listen, I got a question.
Yes?
I thought superheroes are supposed to fight crime and stuff. What are you doing hanging out here?
Go put some thugs behind bars. That's going to happen, Steve. That's why I came in. You're going to be robbed.
I am?
Yes. I'm here to stop the culprit. He should be here soon.
And you know that because you're Time Boy and you can look into the future.
At your service.
Kids, come on down for dinner. Your dinner's getting cold. Come on now, it's time to eat. Do as you're told. Kids, hurry up. Shake a leg. Step on it. Look alive. Kids, come on, I mean it. I'm gonna count to five. One, two, three, four. In the nick, 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 in the nick of time, that's when kids arrive. Not one, not two, not three, not four, but in the nick of time, all five. Kids, come on down, there's company, Aunt Bess and Uncle Hugh. On their way to Delaware, and they're just passing through. Kids, they're in a hurry, they do not have all day. Kids, come on, I mean it, you want me to count? Okay, one, I know they'll be thrilled to see you. Two, you won't believe how they've grown. Three, maybe their door is shut. Four, in the nick, 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 in the nick of time, that's when kids arrive. Not one, not two, not three, not four, but in the nick of time, all five. Kids, who's been using crayons and writing on the wall? In the kitchen, in the bathroom, in the basement, in the hall? Kids, I want whoever did it to get down here on the double. And if I have to count, you're in twice as much trouble. One.
Go on down, you know you did it.
Two.
Yeah, but it was your idea.
Three.
Was not. Get down there.
Four.
Let's say a robber did it.
Four and a half.
Robbers don't use crayons, stupid. Let's go.
In the nick, 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 in the nick of time, that's when kids arrive. Not one, not two, not three, not four, but in the nick of time, all five. Come on down for ice cream. I got chocolate chip for you. And if you're here by the count of five, you can have a cookie too. One. But when it comes to ice cream and other kinds of fun, in the nick, 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 in the nick of time, the nick of time comes one.
That was Tom Chapin from CD called Family Tree. He's now being distributed on Sony Kids Music. Tom Chapin is wonderful. I don't have to tell you that. I don't know why I always say that. I always say that after I like something. I go, gee, I really like that. Well, it's obvious. Of course, I like it. Otherwise, I wouldn't play it. And if he's good, it's obvious that he's good. But I like to say it anyway. My own personal little review. This is Knock on Wood. I'm Steve Charney. I've been cutting off this beard during the last recording. How does it look?
Oh, looks pretty much back to normal, Steve.
Harry is Time Boy.
What's the matter with you? I told you not to expose my secret identity. Don't go telling people that Harry and Time Boy are one and the same, or I won't be able to have any private life.
But you're Harry now.
That's right. I took off the cape and the sweater with a T on it. It's hot in here, Steve. I'm just a regular guy at this point.
You mean a regular dummy?
Whatever.
Well, put the cape back on. I want to tell the listeners tuning in late what's happening.
All right.
Time Boy, through a freak accident having to do with boiling water and egg salt and a wristwatch and a chemical, is now able to perceive time as a whole thing. Unlike us mere mortals who travel through time in a straight line, Time Boy sees the past, present, and future at the same time. Do I have that right, Harry?
It's not Harry anymore. It's Time Boy. I just put on the cape.
Sorry.
Exactly. When you see this pencil here, you see a very limited version of it. I see its birth, existence, and end. All at the same time.
All right, how's that pencil going to end?
It's going to be chewed down to a nub.
By who?
Someone in the nose department of this station. A major crisis in the Middle East is going to occur next year. I see it now, Steve. It has to do with nuclear bombs and other instruments of mass destruction. The head of news is going to be so nervous he's going to start biting on his baby. Within 5 minutes, he'll have it down to a 1-inch stub.
Nuclear bombs?
Don't worry. Everything will be all right. But for about 4 hours, we'll all be pretty nervous.
Okay, now, as a superhero, aren't you supposed to be fighting crime instead of hanging out with the likes of me?
Of course. Only I see that you're going to be robbed soon. See, in your future, I see it right in front of me. So I decided to thwart the thug by impacting on his life.
So you're telling me I have nothing to worry about from this guy?
Right.
So when is he coming in to rob me?
Oh, he'll be here momentarily, Steve. Ah, here he is now.
Don't anybody move. No talking. I'm a desperate man. Put up your hands.
Time Boy, are you sure I have nothing to worry about? This guy looks pretty tough.
Not a thing.
Hey, I said no talking. Now hand over your wallet.
I'm not handing over nothing.
Oh, a tough guy, eh? You know what I got in my pocket?
Your hand?
Besides that, a gun. Up with your hands.
Hey, that's not a gun. That's a banana.
Hey, how'd this banana get in my pocket?
I did that.
What did you do, Time Boy?
You see, I see this hood's past as easily as I see you right now. I see him this morning getting ready for the heist. So when he was ready to put the gun in his pocket, I substituted that banana at the crucial moment. He stuck the banana in his pocket instead.
Why, you? I may not have a gun, but I've got my hands to strangle you with.
Time Boy, get out of the way. He's coming towards you.
No problem.
Hey, what am I doing? Why do I want to strangle you? You've never done anything to me.
That's true.
And you, the other guy. I'm sorry I barged in here like this. What was I thinking?
Time Boy, what did you do to him?
Easy, I impacted on his past. I went back to his childhood and gave a good talking to his mother. I said, you can't neglect and abuse your son the way you're doing. You have to give him love and caring. What's the matter with you? Sure, life is hard, but that's no excuse. You have responsibilities, lady. Don't you know that if you don't take care of him now, he's going to grow up to be a social misfit, an outcast? Give him love, and he'll be repaid a thousandfold. Yeah, I gave her quite the little lecture, Steve.
And I guess she listened.
Wouldn't you listen if a talking doll suddenly popped up in your living room with a cape and started lecturing you?
He does all the time. I never listen to him.
Listen, I gotta get back to work.
You have a job now?
Sure, I work with the homeless and the sick. I care for them and feed them. I owe it all to my mother. She always told me that she started off as a drug addict. But one day, she had a vision. Some little doll appeared in one of her drug-induced stupors and spoke to her. Her life changed after that. Please don't call the police. I don't know what got into me.
Well, if you think about it, you haven't done anything wrong. I don't think it's a crime to threaten someone with a banana.
Oh, yeah, the banana. Why don't you guys share it?
Oh, gee, thanks. See you later.
Bye-bye.
So, Harry, you really do fight crime with this time thing, don't you?
Time Boy marches on.
All right, let's put on another recording.
If I were you, I wouldn't press the play button.
Why not?
I just wouldn't.
Oh, stop it. You just don't like this recording I'm about to play.
Steve, don't do it.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, wow! Ah! Oh!
I told you not to press that button, Steve. I saw the future. It was faulty wiring. You should listen to me. I know what I'm talking about.
Say, kids, what time is it?
Howdy doody time!
Ho-ho! Well, howdy doody, boys and girls. And howdy, Buffalo Bob. Well, howdy, Mr. Duty. And boys and girls at home in all our peanut galleries, let's go!
It's Howdy Duty time. It's Howdy Duty time. Bob Smith and Howdy do. Say Howdy Duty to you. Let's give a rousing cheer. Cause Howdy Duty's here. It's time to start the show. So, kids, let's go!
And first, kids, Howdy and I know that all of you can see us on your television sets.
But did you know that Howdy and I can see every one of you, too?
Yes, sir, kids. Ho-ho! When I look out across the nation, what a thrill, what a sensation, 'cause I see you, and I see that you're seeing me. Wowee! In the cities and the farmlands, you're so close that we can shake hands, 'cause I see you, and I see that you're seeing me. Thanks to television, you're near me every day. And thanks to television, you can hear me say, howdy doody, cross the country, time to join me in a fun spree, 'cause I see you, and I see that you're seeing me.
My stomach clock just went off. It's supper time and Charlie Brown has forgotten to feed me. Here I lie, a withering hollow shell of a dog, and there sits my supper dish empty. But that's all right, he'll remember. Tomorrow after school, when no little furry friend comes to greet him, then he'll remember. Then he'll rush out here to the doghouse. But it'll be too late. There'll be nothing left but the dry carcass of his former friend, who once ran and played so happily with him. Nothing left but the bleached bones of the little canine.
Hey, Snoopy, you asleep or something? I've been standing here for a whole minute, and you haven't noticed. It's supper time.
Supper time? Supper time? Behold the brimming bowl of meat and meal, which is brought forth to ease our hunger. The flowing flagon, moist and sweet, which has been sent to slake our thirst.
Okay, there's no need for a big production. Just get down off that doghouse and eat.
Oh, it's supper time. Yes, it's supper time. Oh, it's supper time. Very this time of day. Supper time, oh, it's supper time. And when supper time comes, can supper be far away? Bring on the soup dish, bring on the cup, bring on the bacon and fill me up, 'cause it's supper time. A-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Time's nice with the ice and snow. Summertime's nice with a place to go. Bedtime, overtime, halftime too, but they just can't hold a candle to my summertime. Oh yeah! Bring on the hamburg, bring on the bun. Pappy's little puppy loves everyone, 'cause it's supper. Supper, 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 supper. Super pepper upper, supper. Super duper dupper. Doop, 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 doop.
Now, wait a minute, Snoopy. Hey, get down. You're spilling it all over. Now, cut that out. Why can't you eat your meal quietly and calmly like any normal dog?
So what's wrong with making mealtime a joyous occasion?
Supper time. An important time. Oh, along with howdy doody time and bedtime and a lot of other kind of times here on our time show. It's Knock on Wood, I'm Steve Charney. That was from You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. That song's from the Off-Broadway musical. That's, I think, the most produced play in the world. More people produce that play, you know, in local theaters and places like that than any other play ever written. Yikes. Woo! Says something about the world, doesn't it? For better or for worse. Sorry if you tuned in late, because you don't know what's going on, and I guess you won't.
Well, wait, no, come on, Steve. Tell the people what's going on in case they tuned in late. Have a little mercy on them.
Think so?
Yeah, just a small synopsis.
Well, Harry here has become Time Boy.
I told you, Steve. That's my secret identity. Don't relate Harry with Time Boy, please.
Right. Anyway, Time Boy came in, and he's got a cape and a big T on his chest, and he controls time. We all work freely within the three dimensions of breadth, width, and depth. That's a mouthful. Width, breadth, and depth. We move in a straightforward way, straight line when it comes to time, but Harry has control over that, too. When he looks at objects, he sees the whole past, present, and future at once, and he can impact at any point in that time to change them, and he foiled the crook. Time Boy has foiled the crook, and love saves the day. Right, Steve. The crook left the banana for us to eat. Well, let's have that banana, Steve. Well, first, I got a question. What I don't understand is how you think, by taking off that cape and sweater, no one's going to recognize you, and you can go around incognito.
Why not? No one recognized Superman when he took off his costume and went around as Clark Kent.
Yeah, but that was fiction.
And this isn't?
At least you could put on glasses the way he did.
Look, it doesn't matter anyway, because I'm going to lose my powers before too long.
How do you know?
Because I'm Time Boy. That's how I know. When I look at myself, I see the past, present, and future at the same time also. I see the exact time that I lose my powers.
Can't you impact on your own life to change it so you don't lose your powers?
Nah. To tell you the truth, Steve, this time thing is a bit tiresome. It's just as well.
How do you lose your powers?
Well, the wristwatch that I had used to boil the egg breaks. See, the egg, the water, the watch, the chemical, and the salt were all juxtaposed in just the right way. For any of them to change radically destroys the balance.
Gotcha. Look, can we eat the banana now?
I wouldn't eat that banana if I were you, Steve. I'm looking at your future, and you definitely do not want to eat that banana.
Harry, that's ridiculous.
Steve, wasn't I right about the chair earlier?
Well, yeah.
Wasn't I right about the player?
Well, yeah.
So you better hand over that banana.
What, am I going to get sick or something if I eat it?
Uh-huh.
All right, I won't touch it.
Good for you! Mmm! I love bananas! Mmm! Good!
Hey, why do I feel like I've just been bamboozled?
SteveCharney.com has lots of videos, jokes, and email address, and info about our live stage shows. If you visit WGXC.org, you can listen to previous knockout programs.
Face and the misty light.